even as we reflect on this glorious truth, the fact that God's glory is made manifest in Christ Jesus, who laid down his life for us, we celebrate that truth through the partaking of this meal, communion, together. So we'll be partaking of communion, and we remember in communion, it's a time for us to remember what Christ has done for us, to experience in the present what it looks like to gather with our fellow brothers and sisters, but also we anticipate the future when Christ will make all things new, and this meal will be not something that we celebrate and partake of without him, but something that we step into eagerly. We share a meal with him in paradise. But thinking about those truths, thinking about what Jeremy just said, we realize that this meal is something that is set apart for believers, for those who have experienced this new life that Christ has offered. So my challenge to you today is, if you're a believer, come up, stand up, you'll come forward, you'll partake, you'll break off a piece of that bread, you'll be reminded that Christ's body was broken for you, you'll dip that piece of bread into the juice and as a reminder that Christ's blood was shed for you, and you can reflect on that truth as the praise team will lead us in worship. But if you're not a believer, if you've not experienced this new life, this meal isn't something for you. Not yet. If you're an unbeliever, we want to encourage you to take Christ. Place your trust in him. Realize that he has paid the penalty that you so deserve, that it was his body that was broken for you. So today, I'll have our volunteers come up. The praise team's going to lead us in song. And we're going to pass out these elements. If you'll come up, we've got some guests with you. We'll have two groups here in the front, and I'll be in the back with Madison. If you need, you can't make it up front, just grab our attention. We'll bring the elements to you. But you'll come forward. Our volunteers, come on up. Those who are going to serve. John and Jeremy will be right here. Pete and Stephanie, come up. And as the praise team leads us in song, let's partake of this meal together, remembering what Christ has done, experiencing it as a meal. It's your fellow believers that you're partaking this meal of with. And then let's look forward to prayerful contemplation when we'll take this meal no longer without Christ, but with him in heaven. All right, so if you'll go ahead and stand, the praise team is going to lead us in